Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, June 16th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fell after Fed policymakers signaled plans to raise interest rates sooner than expected. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 265 points to close at 34,033. The NASDAQ Composite lost 33 points. The S&P 500 fell 22. At the end of their two-day policy meeting today, the Federal Reserve indicated it expects to raise interest rates by late 2023, sooner than it anticipated in March. This as the economy recovers rapidly from the effects of the pandemic and inflation heats up. Fed officials also discussed an eventual reduction or tapering of the central bank's massive bond buying program. Major banks made billions of dollars during the pandemic on stock and bond trading and advising companies on deals. Now the banks warn that the Wall Street boom is over. JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said second quarter trading revenue would be down 38% from a year earlier, and Citigroup warned that its trading revenue would fall 30% this quarter. And Royal Caribbean is postponing a voyage in July after 8 crew members tested positive for COVID-19. A spokesman said the cases don't affect the company's other sailings. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.